Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France message. With Air France, your journey to France begins when you set foot on the plane, starting with a complimentary glass of champagne in every class. And in business and la première, savor a five-course meal with cheese and wine and unique menus created by some of the greatest French chefs. Enjoy a taste of France before you arrive. Bon appétit. Elegance is a journey. Air France.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-30 all-wheel drive, only $179 a month. Or buy and get 0.9% APR financing for 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN SM808128. MSRP 27105. Ends 3/31/25.
3 o'clock hour on the Hochman and Crowder program. You want to start with a little cat talk, Solana? We'll get into some headlines. We'll see what's going on in the NFL. And Billy Lindsay is going to join us this hour, by the way, talk a little Panthers hockey.
We should add like an FU Boston to Cat Talk.
I mean, they have to. I don't care what Ben Volen said in the last segment. They've got bigger things to worry about than Brad Marchand. Like, I get that, but you don't want to see him go to, like, the Dolphins had bigger things to worry about when Jason Taylor went to the Jets, but you didn't want to see him go to the Jets. So all I'm saying is, you know, take what Ben Volen said with a little grain of salt there, because they'd have been happy for Brad Marchand wherever he goes. He gave them so many great seasons. And I didn't want to see him lining up with Sam Bennett and Matthew Tkachuk. That was not on their, well, we don't care so much list.
And the rival part of it, what about, like, Is it not because Brady went to the NFC, he went to the Bucks, but he won a championship? It's bigger than that, because y'all are rivals.
That's the only thing. Listen, Panthers are the reigning champions. So it's not like they're getting Brad Marchand. Obviously, they're hoping that he can give them something in their, 18 games left, maybe, I think, in the season, but obviously the postseason. But the fact that he may hoist a cup with Florida, that's got to sting.
It's like if Jimmy Butler would have been traded to the Celtics. I think it's a mirror image.
Yes.
Because right now, the Bruins,
they took your soul. It's very synonymous what went on between Boston and Miami, hockey-wise and basketball-wise.
Right.
Just opposites, like complete opposites.
We're not happy watching Jimmy Butler win games with the Warriors, but it's also like, whatever. You know, we don't have to deal with
it. 10:30. Yeah.
Imagine if he got traded to the Celtics, who won a title last year, to go win rings again without you, with your biggest rival that you went toe-to-toe with.
And you go, it's okay. We were ready to be done with them anyway. And that's not Boston. Boston's more like, hey, we want what's best for him. We had a different feeling with Jimmy Butler. But still, you're seeing him go to the team that stole your soul. And now he gets to, you know, and he did that with the Celtics before with Ray Allen, right? I mean, there's... And that stung Boston. So I don't, you know, again, if the Panthers have a quick exit somehow in the postseason, you know, you'll never think about it again. But if Brad Marchand is partying at the Elbow Room come June,
what?
drinking beer out of that Stanley Cup, you can't tell me old Sully and Mully in Beantown aren't going to be shedding a few angry tears.
I got to meet Sully and Mully.
Cat Talk, by the way, is sponsored by Hollywood Kia. Get the start treatment at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia and shop online at HollywoodKia.com. That pretty much suffices as our Cat Talk. Marchand was introduced today. Cats play the Bruins tomorrow. Then they're at the Maple Leafs Thursday. They enter today, the Cats do, 4 points ahead of the Leafs in the Atlantic Division, but the Leafs do have a game in hand. Leafs lost yesterday to the Avalanche 7-4. They're in Utah tonight. So, I mean, if the Panthers beat the Bruins tomorrow and they beat the Leafs, they're pretty much in the driver's seat, getting Marchand and Tkachuk back at some point for the Atlantic Division.
Yeah, they're looking really good right now, Panthers. Billy Lindsay has been banging the drum. Like, this team is something special. We'll talk to him this hour. There's a few things going on. I want to get headlines. But there's a few things going on with the radio station I want to share with everybody, and you've heard us talking about it. We've got this huge event coming up. We invite you to experience every upset, buzzer beater, heart-stopping moment at Odyssey's Buckets and Bets, March 20th to the 23rd, presented by Hard Rock Bet. We are transforming the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood into the ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. There's going to be these massive LED screens, so you watch the games. It's going to be beer and drinks and food. You bring your friends. There's real-time betting action. You can get tickets or packages, VIP packages, at Ticketmaster right now. You can get all the info at WQAM.com. It's offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem, call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. It's sponsored by Gunther Mazda. For car buying done your way, you've got to get to Gunther Mazda. We are giving you a chance to win tickets this week as well. So you just keep listening to our show. I think it's two general admission tickets for Saturday, right? Because the tournament will start on Thursday.
Right.
We'll do Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We've got two general admission tickets for the Saturday viewing at Buckets and Bets. So we'll do that sometime before 6 o'clock. But I am telling you, if you want to get tickets for it, you want to get more info, if you are a tournament fan, you're not going to do any better than watching it in this setting. Go to WQAM.com. You'll get all the info that you need. Let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana, and it's brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
There's so much going on. I have four pages where the headlines.
I'm watching it on ESPN. It's like nonstop.
Yeah, I have four pages where the headlines. The reason why is because the legal tampering period began today in the NFL, a free agency. Free agency technically officially begins Wednesday, but it's the same thing as the NFL. Everybody can agree to deals today, and then on Wednesday, everything gets put pen to paper. Dolphins entered today with $30-plus million in cap space. They restructured Chubb. Tron Armstead 2 weeks ago. So far, really
nothing. That's not a lot of money, by the way. Yeah. That is, if you see some of the deals that are coming down, 30 mil is not a lot of money.
Yeah. So far, not much from the Dolphins. Here's the biggest stories of the last hour. Sam Darnold is headed to the Seahawks. $100 million, 3 years, 50 plus million guaranteed with Seattle. Justin Fields, 2 year deal with the Jets, $40 million. That includes $30 million guaranteed.
Who's the Jets head coach?
The black dude, Aaron Glenn.
Aaron Glenn.
Oh, Aaron Glenn.
Yeah. We're gonna have to do that game at some point.
Oh, okay. I love Aaron Glenn. I think Aaron Glenn would get him right.
Man,
but I don't want him to get him right because it's in the AFC East. It's almost weird, like you were talking about.
Going to take a lot of getting right. That team is in disarray.
You have a top defense. He has to figure out how to score some damn points. I hope he doesn't, because I'm a Dolphins fan there in the AFC East. But, yeah, Yeah.
I believe one of the things that Justin Fields has a difficult time doing is scoring points. He gets movement, mm-hmm. but they don't put up many touchdowns when Justin Fields is at quarterback.
100%. I was surprised when I saw the Justin Fields deal. I was like, that's your starter? We got action. Oh, yeah, never mind. We have Josh Allen in our division two. Who, Josh Allen just hit him in the head for 330.
I mean, in the head.
Josh up there with Patrick and them.
I don't know, man. I'm kind of looking at the Commanders. I'm looking at the Vikings. I'm saying sometimes you kind of find that right quarterback to be like the what do they call it? The stopgap, the bridge quarterback. And the Jets have cap space. They have decent players, and they have good picks. Like they have decent draft capital moving forward. Like that could be the difference, you know, 1 to 2 years, and they could be competing if you got the right quarter or the right head coach and pick the right quarterback.
Those are a lot of ifs.
It is. And is Justin Fields? I don't believe in Justin Fields. I don't know if y'all do. Like
I think he'd be a great backup quarterback. I'd love to see him back up Tua. I think he's. You know, he had up games with the Bears, down games. He had up games with Pittsburgh, down games. He's fine.
He's okay. Yeah. That's what is. So is he the guy, or are they going to go, like you said, go draft the guy and battle it out? But I don't think Justin Fields is about to win playoff games.
It's crazy. Like a bottom tier quarterback in the NFL gets you $30 million guaranteed. Like, we don't think you're going to be very good. Here's $30 million guaranteed.
That's why I say the people that, you know, complain about Tua and the contract. Okay, then get rid of Tua and go sign Justin Fields for $30 million a season.
Would you want Kirk Cousins, Russell Wilson, Josh Dobbs, Daniel Jones, Justin Fields over
as
Tua?
My backup or my starter?
No. I'm saying to your point, because we just did the list earlier, and then Ben talked
the
about
guys.
The list too. Ben threw in Cooper Rush, Mac Jones, Desmond Ridder, Zappy. I think I'll ride with Tua. Thank you. No, I'm gonna go ahead and keep Tua around.
And then, you know, people go, well, draft someone. Okay, well, if you're not getting Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders, then you're doing another Skylar Thompson thing.
No, we're doing
Jackson
another Tua
Dart.
Thing. Another Tua thing.
Jackson Dart. Yeah, yeah.
We did draft somebody. Tua.
Right.
I mean, that's the risk Tua you take.
Tua was not Jackson Dart. Tua was a national champion, All-American. Tua was a monster.
No, but that's my point, Crowder. Like, you just don't know. It really is the luck of the draw. You don't know.
We were in that situation to get Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders. We did. Tua. Like, we did this. That's the, you know, people go, oh, that's the route to take. That's the route we took.
Bro, just think about it. Tua was more recognized, more known, more success than Cam and Shedeur.
Mm-hmm.
Tua was an All-American national champion at Alabama. Like, if Tua's in this draft, Tua's getting drafted over Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders.
Not knowing what we know now, but you know, back then maybe. Because I'm not even kidding. Knowing what we know now, Tua might not be a top five quarterback taken in that 2020 NFL draft. I mean, really.
And if my wife knew how
I know, she would never have
married me 15 years ago. Like, I just –
I mean,
Jaden
Daniels would be
recognized.
The number one quarterback taken last season if you knew everything that you know now.
Now, you know, he's terrible. Ryan Leaf, all those guys. In retrospect, everything looked good.
Yeah. Well, anyways, Justin Fields, Jimmy G, off the backup quarterback list that Hawk is interested in. For the Miami Dolphins, Kirk Cousins, Aaron Rodgers, Jameis Winston, Russell Wilson all remain. I took some liberties. I added Joe Flacco, Daniel Jones, Jarrett Stidham, who I believe is off the list anyways because I saw he was talking with, I think, the Niners again. And Carson Wentz. I've added him to the list as well.
I'd rather go Pastrnak.
man, I hope we get him. Because you've hitched your wagon for 2 years on the Pastrnak. He's going to come in. He's going to go MVP. 2 of 7 concussion.
Nope. You obviously didn't watch him in that one preseason game I did.
MVP.
Some of the other stuff that went on, Geno Smith traded to the Raiders. DK Metcalf gets traded to the Steelers and then signs a $150 million extension.
Myles Garrett stays with Cleveland.
Yeah. Highest paid non-quarterback. Yeah, highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history.
An old saying, to win a negotiation, you have to walk away. He walked away or baited them that he was going to walk away, and they gave him everything he wanted.
Well, the easiest way to win a negotiation is to really not care about the outcome. So he's, you know, if you go and buy a car and you really don't care, I want the car, but I'm not in love with it. I'm willing to walk if I don't get my price. Mm-hmm. It's the best place to be in a negotiation. Myles Garrett was ready to leave. Now, you may not believe him that he wanted to leave as badly as he said he wanted to leave. But if you're in a spot where you go, yeah, I just don't want to be here. There's nothing you can offer me because I don't want to be here. Well, you're baiting him up for, well, what if we offered you this? Okay, where do I sign that?
Two of the last three cars we bought, you leave the lot and they call you when you're about to get on the turnpike. Mr. Crowder, we can do the numbers we talked about.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. Miles about to get on the turnpike and he got the phone call. Well, how much you want? Okay. We worked the numbers out. That was a car negotiation, to your point. The exact thing. That's what he did. It was very smart.
But he looks like a clown, honestly, today. He does. He looks like a clown, in my opinion. And it doesn't matter. He's laughing. He's laughing what I'm saying to the bank. I get it. But he looks like a clown where he's saying, I want to win. He said repeatedly, I don't care about money. It's not about money. It's not about being the highest paid player. I want to go hoist the Lombardi trophy. And guess what? He signs the highest contract ever for a non-quarterback, and it's all about the money. He just looks like a clown today. He could have done that anywhere else in the league, and everybody would have said, hey, kudos to you, but he lied. He just lied.
So what if your life is off limits financially? There's no price on something. That little raggedy-ass dog you have?
I don't know why you're calling him raggedy-ass dog, but yeah, my dog. I don't think you could offer me any money for my dog. I love my dog 100%.
What's his name? Fauci?
Yeah.
I got 100,000 cash.
Take him.
I understand your sentiment.
I'll throw in the leash.
Hawk, like, it sounds good, doesn't it, Hawker? No, you sound crazy. This and it's not money.
Well, also, $30 million a year, $40 million a year.
No, yes, everything has a damn price on it.
He looks like a clown.
Not winning
for 24
he
hours.
Doesn't look like a clown. Looks like a clown for 24 hours.
Looks like a man whose word doesn't mean bond. And for a lot of guys, that is clownish. Now, I will tell you, in negotiations, like, when you lie, it gets rewarded. That's fine. He was adamant. It has nothing to do with money. Zach Gelb had him on, I think, during Super Bowl week. Yeah. And Gelby put up video, and he's like, you know, spoiler alert, it was all about the money. So, to me, if you're adamant, this has nothing to do with money, and then they offer you the most money ever, and you take it, well, you look like a clown for 24 hours. And then you forget they look like a clown because they're the wealthiest person that you know.
They can look like a clown. There is a threshold on everything. And that's what they did. The bill.
Right.
I understand what you're saying. His word. The mafia movie thing, you shake my hand, it means something. You shake my hand, and then somebody offers me $1 million for that handshake, now that means something. Oh, yeah, yeah, never mind. I'm about to ride over here. Like,
I will literally dress like a clown for 5 years doing this show, red nose and everything, if you give me that money. Like, I'll look like a clown physically for 5 years straight if you want to give me that money. Doesn't mean I don't look like a clown, but I got the money.
But it's not that he took the money, Hawk. It to me, good. I'm happy for Myles Garrett. He deserves that money. He deserves that contract. But don't parade yourself as this competitor and as this, you know, I could not. Crowder, he didn't have to say any of that. He could have just sat down with the Browns, done that stuff through his agent behind closed doors. None of us would have known. Today, he signs that deal, and we're all saying, hey, Myles Garrett deserves it. He's the one that's going on Radio Row parading around as some guy that needs to go win a trophy, that has to get out of a terrible situation.
The converse of that is his representation and his family saying, you know what, if you don't do that, you don't end up with that contract. So trust me, there was a means to an end. You know, like, and I would do it. Like, if someone said to me, hey, the end result, you can say you no longer want to do radio. There is no price. I'm done when my contract is up and blah, blah, blah. And be adamant and do interviews with Barry Jackson in the Miami Herald and appear with Clay Ferrero on Channel 10 and talk about how I am thrilled that my radio days are over because this was all about enjoyment to me and I've lost my joy, like Jimmy Butler and whatever. And then the radio station comes to me and they go, oh yeah, well, we're going to quadruple your salary. I'd go, okay.
We'll be in on Monday. We'll be there Monday.
Yeah.
We're there Monday. Talana, you want to give me some sugar? You want to kiss?
What was that?
Would you like to kiss me? Would you like to give me a mouth kiss?
I mean, I hadn't thought about it, Crowder, but
I'm asking you right now. Are you totally against it?
You know, now that I think about it, no.
I've got some wiggle room. There's some wiggle room here.
You know what I'm saying? You don't want to kiss me in the mouth, but what if I got $100,000 in front of you?
Oh, bro, I'm doing more than kissing you in the mouth for $100K.
No tongue. Just a little smooch.
I ain't kissing you for $100,000, Daddy.
Okay, Hawk, $300.
Nope.
$500.
Mouth kiss?
Just no tongue.
That quick?
Oh, $500. $500,000. Mwah.
Yeah.
Didn't we used to play this game with Joe Johnson inconspicuously?
We just negotiated a mouth kiss.
Well, I mean, it's not exactly a mouth kiss. More like a peck.
I'm telling you, bro.
I've had second thoughts.
$600.
All right. Well, I guess from here, I just have to go to weather, right? I mean,
yeah, I think we've covered it all.
Cotter, just hang tight. We'll discuss more off the air. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law.
We can get something out of Billy Lindsay for you.
That was hypothetical. He's about to drive to the house. I was just playing.
Oh, okay. Because normally you offer the money first before asking about a mouth kiss, but I wasn't exactly sure where we were going there.
And Jimmy's like, how come no one wants to kiss me?
Don't come close to me.
Yeah.
Jimmy's
like, why did I get left $11. Out of all these negotiations?
Jimmy,
$11, Jimmy.
Jimmy, for Christ's sake, put your pants back on, man.
That wasn't the deal.
Some listener,
the deal, Jimmy.
Some listener DM'd me over the weekend a picture she had with Jimmy when he was working security at the Marlins.
Jimmy.
I went to high school with her.
Yeah, well, there you are. Look at that. He looks like a good security guard there, doesn't he?
I do.
Man, Jimmy ain't stopping nothing from going on.
Yeah. Weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. Partly cloudy. Tonight the lows will be in the mid-70s. That is your weather.
All right. Billy Lindsay, Panthers broadcaster, former Panther himself. He will join us in the next segment, talk some Cats and Brad Marchand, whatever else we feel like talking about. Hopefully, Solan and I come up with the topics, though, not so much Crowder. We want to make sure Billy Lindsay continues to come out with us. And those shenanigans ain't going to fly with him.
Y'all don't want no sugar?
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I mean, if you can't shove a giant croissant down your throat and post it on social media, what can you do nowadays?
Hawk and Crowder.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Billy Lindsay is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. One of the more memorable goals in Panthers history. Panthers broadcaster now. You hear him with Doug Plagans on the Panthers radio broadcasts. And Billy Lindsay, longtime friend of the program. And he's a beloved Florida Panther. He is. You know you're a beloved Florida Panther.
Almost in fact, extinct. Rare.
You know,
go back.
It's like Billy Lindsay was the voice of every Panthers fan when Plagans was calling the Stanley Cup win and everything. We talked with you about it afterwards.
Yeah, I think, I broke everything. Every broadcaster to Korma. That was every,
but you know what? But it was so genuine. Like it was so genuine that Panthers fans who knew everything that you'd been through with the organization and living and dying by the Panthers, like we all felt that. When it happens, it
was let her rip, whatever.
Why not?
Let her go.
as seems to be Bill Zito's methodology, let it rip. Like get everybody. So tell us your reaction. Brad Marchand comes to the Panthers. I still don't understand why Boston would send him to the Panthers, still being solid and being nice to a guy who's given them everything. But what is your initial reaction knowing that Brad Marchand now is part of the Panthers for this season, this postseason?
Holy cow. And especially if Tkachuk comes back healthy, what you can do on the ice. And the Rat Pack, we got three guys that are the best chirpers in the world with Bennett, Tkachuk, and Marchand. They got the history. We are going to be the most hated team in the league. People are going to watch us, though. They're going to pay attention to us. And if you ain't us, you're probably going to hate us. That's just kind of the way that it rolls. But Brad Marchand is a borderline Hall of Famer, one of the best all-time penalty killers, around plus 300. He developed into a fourth liner when he first started, worked his way up into the power play, became a first liner. And he's like Matthew Tkachuk. He's got a fourth line mentality that with first line skills. And those are unicorns in the NHL. They're hard to find. And Bill Zito getting it done for a second round pick. It turns into a first round, I believe, if we get through a couple of rounds here. And Brad Marchand plays in every game. So Bill Zito, very, very aggressive, but it's round holes, round pegs into round holes. He fits our DNA, our makeup of our team. Hard to play against. Really skilled, fast, good on the forecheck, is going to hustle. And a lot of it, I believe, I'm not certain, is that you had Bennett and Reinhardt over the Four Nations with Brad Marchand. There might have been some talk in Brad Marchand's ear about Reinhardt and Bennett. Talk. Hey, you know what? We got a pretty good sweet spot down here in South Florida, even everything in the past. But the aggressiveness and what you add, it just adds more fuel, more sandpaper, and more skill to this lineup, which is extremely, extremely hard to find at the deadline.
And Billy, like, people have been telling us, and Doug's told us, and different people, like, the style of play the Panthers, like, that kind of edgy guy where Matt Tkachuk fits right in, Sam Bennett fits right in. Why is it so hard to play the Paul Maurice style of hockey?
So the style is, once you get it in over the red line, we dump it in more than any other team in the NHL, which means that we're not carrying it over the blue line looking for rush chances. And that's what Paul Maurice believes is going to be successful in the playoffs. That's what he's always believed. So once you get into that red line, you got to dump pucks. And when you're dumping pucks in all night, that means that you got to be physical. You got to be hard on the body. You got to get the puck back, one, because it's leaving your stick. So you got to go down there and engage down deep into the trenches. And then what the Panthers do extremely well, they're the best team at the NHL at screens. So they work the plays high or low to high from the wingers to the forwards, and then they just crash the net, get in front. And you're going to – anyone that tells you that it looks easy trying to get to that blue paint is wrong. You're going to pay a price. You're going to get hurt. You're going to take slashes, and you're going to take whacks. But that's where you see Tkachuk score goals. That's where you see Marchand score goals. They're willing to kind of get into those dirty areas and do that work. And then the defensive structure, the way Paul Maurice has set it up, you got to be really committed in the neutral zone to turning pucks over, going the other way. And then the same thing in our own zone. We play a hybrid man-on-man defense, which is really, really hard, aggressive, and you kind of have to be on the same page. A lot of hockey IQ that goes into that. So if you add that whole total package and what it means to play under Paul Maurice, it is extremely, extremely demanding. And you have to have players that are going to come in, not only fit into your dressing room, but are going to fit into your style.
You can speak to this, Billy, because you played in the league a long time. Is there anything about a rival coming to your team, a guy maybe you've hated, whose head you've tried to take off a number of times, you know, over the years, mm-hmm. and now he's on your team. Is there anything where you're not able to put that aside and it becomes a difficult transition, or it's, hey, you put on our colors now and you're a brother?
Yeah, no. Whatever happens in the past doesn't care at all. It doesn't translate over. Once you became a teammate and you're trying to accomplish the same goal, you're welcomed with open arms. Even if you fought the guy five times in the past or he gave you a shot in the head, we forget. We know it's part of the game. It's part of the rivalries. And this could have been a different story. It was all over social media. But what we did to Boston after their historic season, and we eliminated them in seven games, and then beat them last year on the run to the Stanley Cup in six games. On that very first run to the Stanley Cup, Brad Marchand has a breakaway to end the series at the end of the game with 5 seconds on the clock. If he scores and the game doesn't go into overtime, we're maybe even not even talking about this. So the dismantling of the Bruins by the Panthers the last couple of years has played a huge role of where Boston's gotten into this scenario now, where they're having a down year and they have to be sellers. If they had some playoff success in the past and kept that, Brad Marchand is probably still in Boston. That's what the playoffs mean, and Brad Marchand will be, well, even all that hatred and everything that goes into a playoff series, once you're on the same side, let's roll, baby. Let's get after it. You're on our side. Let's do it, and this is how we do it here.
And Billy, with the rest of the season, because they're going to be in the playoffs. They're one of the top scoring teams in division and conference and all that. What are you looking for more? Is it just wins or loss? Are you looking for something that you want to see where you roll into the playoffs and we have the confidence that, like you're saying, we're the defending champions. Let's go get another damn cup.
Yeah, I'm starting to see it even right before the Four Nations and coming out now. The Panthers 11-2 in their last 13 games. And it's pretty remarkable. If you look at the last 11 wins that they've had, those 11 wins, they've allowed 13 goals in those 11 wins. They have allowed one goal in the last four games. That's three shutouts the last four games. Since coming back from Four Nations, you've given up six goals in seven games. The analytics play out. They're one of the best teams at defending the slot, at protecting the middle of the ice. It's hard to get there. And this is where looking through my notes about 20 games into the season, they were 23rd or 24th in the NHL defensively in goals against per game. It took them until about two games ago to get into the top 10. So they've gone all the way to the 24th to now around 7th best in the NHL. And all the metrics were pointing that way. So that's what I was looking for. Now you can add anything into this lineup. It's like an orchestra watching this team play defensively. They suffocate you. It's like a boa constrictor just taking the air out of you. How do you win in the playoffs? You need timely scoring, but everyone's going to tell you that you need defense. You're going to have to play that kind of style, and you're starting to see it come to fruition for Paul Maurice and this Panther team. They are bludgeoning opponents, and they're not taking nights off. The consistency is getting much better.
Hey, so Billy, we got Giroux, who was, I think, the Flyers' captain in 2022. Okposo last year from the Sabres, he was their captain. And now we get Marchand, who is the Bruins' captain this year. I mean, so what, Sidney Crosby next year, Ovi the following year? Like, who's Zito going after next year? You tell me.
Who knows? I mean, Zito, to piece this all together and to look at this, and part of it's a bit of a blessing in disguise that with Tkachuk on LTIR, that the salary cap money comes off the books until he comes back and plays. And then once you enter the playoffs, there's no salary cap. We saw this with Kucherov. We saw it with Mark Stone in Las Vegas. So you have that extra money to go around. And with the blessing of Mr. Viola, then you're allowed to spend that money. So this scenario would not be possible with the LTIR to Tkachuk. So you're able to add this money with Marchand, which was really good. You needed a right-handed defenseman, someone that can rove. You got maybe the best defenseman on the market in that acquisition with Seth Jones, 6'3", skates, not asked to play the heavy minutes here. And then Vitek Vanacek, and even the fourth line. Many teams might let this just go under the radar and not even try to address it. The Panthers are 23rd in the NHL in the faceoff circle. They wanted to get a little better. They did not want to have Barkov taking draws all night. They got the second best faceoff man in the NHL in Nico Sturm to help bolster their fourth line. And now everyone down there on that fourth line is 6'3". You got a guy that can take faceoffs. They all skate well. And that was a credit to us last year. Our fourth line, third, fourth lines were dominant. So you go to every hole that this team was trying to maybe plug. Okay, you need a right-handed defenseman. You get one of the best ones out there. Need some depth. Maybe someone that can win draws. You get that with Spencer Knight going to Chicago. Backup goaltender, check. And then why not throw Brad Marchand in there right at 3 o'clock? So Bill Zito checked every single box possible, left no stone unturned.
Are they better than they were last year at this point?
Quite possibly.
That's wild, isn't that?
Yes. To think about it, everyone was complaining about the defensemen and how they slotted. And they were right. With Mikkola and Kulikov, Kulikov is a 5'6", and that's where you would prefer him to play. And wondering, do you have depth on defense? Now you got Kulikov that's played over 1,000 games. Nate Schmidt is getting up into that 800-900 game territory. That's your 5'6" defenseman. And Uvis Blinskis, and then Nico Mikkola, which is really good, 6'6", and Seth Jones, 6'3". Good luck getting around that wingspan of those two guys. With their stick and Ekblad and Forsling. That's where the beauty is with Seth Jones. He doesn't have to play the whole game like he did in Chicago in his own end. He doesn't have to go against the other team's top lines. That will fall on Ekblad and Forsling. So there's going to be a chance to really see Seth Jones take off and run offensively. He's got really good offensive instincts. And so you start to piece that together with the adding on of Brad Marchand, a team that before the deadline, you thought maybe it was a little thin in a couple of areas. Now you're looking like, who's going to come out of the lineup? This is with the emergence of Mackie Samuskevich and everyone. Paul Maurice is going to have a lot of questions of what he's going to be able to do with his lineup and how he's going to just rotate those minutes.
Really an amazing job by Bill Zito once again. He swings for the fences, and this dude hits some ding-dongs. It's really
I'm going to get a hug. I'm going to get a hug next time I see him. Bill Zito better be ready for a hug next time I see him.
It's fun to be a Panthers fan because, like you say, I mean, there were a couple of maybe minor holes, and they plugged every single one and more. Like, it's just fun to be a Panthers fan.
Well, this is the beauty of the organization, guys, is that you look back, and Mr. Viola took a couple of years to study it and kind of just get his sea legs and know how this works. Once he figured it out, he delegated. He put positions in our office. You go through the everywhere, sales, whatever you want. He put people in positions that if you work hard, that's going to be your job. And you're going to do your job. I'm not going to interfere. If you do it, work hard, you're going to be able to stay here. So he starts with Mr. Viola, and you put people in position. Now it goes to Bill Zito and hired a GM that he believes in. Okay, you have to okay the checks through me and the money. But after that, it's on you. It's up to you to spend it. If you do your job and do it well, that's fine. And Bill Zito has extremely well. And then once it goes from Bill Zito's hands and he gets those players, it goes to Paul Maurice. And Bill Zito doesn't have a say in that. Paul Maurice, 27 years behind the bench. He's going to use the players are his now. How he uses them is up to his discretion. So you got this chain of custody, very much like Mr. Huizenga owned the Panthers way back when. You just put people in the right places. Do your job. The old Bill Belichick saying, do your job. Quite simple. It's quite effective. And it has become one of the best run organizations in the NHL.
Does Randy Moeller have to sign off on anything anywhere? Does it ever reach Moeller's desk?
Oh, Moles is all good. You know that. Everything. Moles has been everywhere. He's been around as long as I have with everything. He was signing checks at one point there when we were in the dog days.
I remember.
I think he had a little hand in everything, trying to keep us above water.
He absolutely did. That guy was working 27 hours a day.
It's become a little bit more simplified for him.
Billy Lindsay, we love talking hockey with you, and we will be doing so plenty as we get towards the playoffs and then into the playoffs, and hopefully, like last season, a long playoff run. Thank you, Billy.
All right, thanks, guys. Enjoy the afternoon. See you in the playoffs.
Yes, sir. Billy Lindsay, a legendary, beloved Florida Panther. You cannot deny that. No one can.
I love talking to hockey dudes about hockey, man. I really
passionate about it, you know? Yeah. Like, it's just passionate about the sport and knows so much about it, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Like I said, I literally got goosebumps when he was just talking about hockey and before the red line and the blue line and that. You could just feel the passion. I enjoy that.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You, Brooks Koepka!
Hawk and Crowder.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.